Republican South Carolina lawmakers told a panel of federal judges yesterday that the state's controversial voter ID law does not disenfranchise black voters and should be allowed to be implemented. The law, which bars people from voting if they don't produce one of several forms of photo ID, was blocked by the Justice Department shortly after being signed into law by South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, a Republican. The case is being adjudicated in Washington, D.C., where Nancy Abudu, a senior staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, has been sitting in on the proceedings. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
What's at stake is the almost 200,000 voters in South Carolina who the state has acknowledged do not have a driver's license or state ID card, the two most common forms of photo identification. And given the way the law is written and the state's plans for enforcement, it would mean that those individuals would have a very difficult time, if not impossible time, voting this November and in future elections.
Could you clarify what the ACLU's role is in the case? We know that the state of South Carolina sought to impose the new voter ID law and that the U.S. Justice Department would not approve it on the provisions of the Voting Rights Act. And now the state is seeking to overturn the Justice Department's decision. But what is your organization's role in this case?
The ACLU has opposed photo ID laws in South Carolina since they've been introduced over the last several years. When the law passed during the 2011 session, we did send several comment letters in opposition to the Department of Justice, and we're very happy that DOJ denied preclearance. And once the state decided that it was going to go to the federal district court for preclearance, we were able to intervene on behalf of several individuals who do not have a valid photo ID under the law, as well as organizations whose mission is to educate voters and make sure they can exercise their right to vote. So we have been very actively involved and continue to be so.
And I see where in court yesterday there was testimony from Republican state legislators who authored the voter ID law. They were defending it, saying it was not racist. What can you tell us transpired yesterday in court?
Yes, the state has introduced so far legislators, as you indicated, who co-authored or sponsored the photo ID bill at issue. Their argument has been that it was not enacted for discriminatory purpose, but the evidence that the state and that we have been able to introduce shows that there was a lot of effort to pass the bill in hopes that it would suppress the votes of minorities as well as Democrats. And so we think that the record that we've been able to put together shows that these legislators, when considering this bill, were aware of the racial impact, were supportive in terms of the negative effect it would have on voter turnout. And despite their awareness during the legislative consideration, went ahead and passed this law knowing full well what the impact would be.
Now, it has been reported that regardless of the outcome of the current court case, the issue may eventually wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. What are your thoughts on how far this could go and what that would mean for voter ID laws nationally?
Well, of course, we hope that we're successful. And if we are successful, we can't necessarily predict what the state of South Carolina will do. But we do know that they have been very adamant in trying to pass photo ID legislation. We know that they're very hostile to the role that the federal government continues to play with respect to oversight of their voting changes. And so it would not be a surprise if they decide to take the issue to the highest court if they do lose here in the district court. In terms of the national impact, we know that minorities across the country, the demographics have significantly increased in terms of minority representation or minority presence in the United States. And so I think that, you know, there are some legislators who don't really represent the needs and interests of minority voters. And instead of doing better to change their platform to address the minority community's concerns, they have focused their attention primarily on suppressing the vote. And so we think what's going to happen is going to be an erosion of our democracy, of course, and less confidence from voters in the system because it is pretty much stacked against them, and we're going to see, a continued deterioration in various social, political conditions of minorities in this country.
Now, as the legality of South Carolina's voter ID law is argued in court, what's your sense of whether these new ID rules will or will not be in place come the November election?
Well, of course, I can't predict that, but that's, we are trying our best to make sure that it's not pre-cleared, and we think that regardless of if it is pre-cleared, that it still would be insufficient time for it to be adequately enforced by November. So we are going to continue to challenge it all the way until the election to make sure that people in South Carolina can continue to vote with no problems as they've done in the past.
Nancy Abudu is a senior staff attorney with the Voting Rights Project of the American Civil Liberties Union. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.